Good almost afternoon. It's time for the Nearly Noon News on WDRT. This is Jim Holberg reporting in the forecast from the National Weather Service. The rest of the day should remain partly sunny with a high near 61 degrees. Tonight, mostly clear, a low around 42. And on Friday, a slight chance of showers between 8 a.m. and 2 p.m., partly sunny with a high near 56. The chance of precipitation is 20%. And in the news, in a follow-up to reporting the Nearly Noon News covered last week, the presence of thin blue line symbols on the new Viroqua Police Facility on Nelson Parkway and its display on vehicles and uniform patches worn by Viroqua Police has sparked controversy in town and was part of a discussion and public listening session at the last meeting of the city's diversity board. At that meeting, which was conducted via Zoom conference call, a number of local residents shared their views on the appropriateness of displaying a symbol seen by some as divisive on public property. At that meeting, it was made clear that Viroqua Police Chief Rick Niedfeldt supported its display and had a hand in selecting the symbol. City Administrator Nate Torres said that the chief had permission and wide discretion to choose it, and that the City Council and Mayor Karen Mitchell signed off on it during budget proposals. Since the symbol began being displayed, Mayor Mitchell said that she has been approached by a number of local residents voicing complaints, including people of color who call the symbol a trigger and representative of intolerance. The diversity board brought it to the public and made a decision to table a recommendation on using the symbol until they meet again in November. Earlier this week, Mitchell appeared in an interview on La Crosse Television Channel 8, where she said the inclusion of the blue line flag, quote, was not the intent of our police chief to put this symbol on any of the police department's property to make anyone feel unsafe, she said. The reaction on social media toward Black Lives Matter after the police murder of George Floyd in Minneapolis on Memorial Day 2020, Mitchell says, distorted the meaning of the thin blue line. The use of this symbol is a support of each other and the family that they are, Mitchell said. However, she wants to listen to the concerns of Viroqua residents. If the city elects to take the branding down, other images and flags come into the conversation. We have had people say we should put a pride flag up. We've had people say, but you allow businesses to put Black Lives Matter signs up. I think what's really important here is that we as a city need to decide should any symbols be on government buildings, Mitchell said in the TV interview. In continued response to the controversy, a rally organized on a Facebook group page by Back the Blue Vernon County sends the following invitation to Viroqua residents, quote, once again, the time has come to show our support for local law enforcement. Many of you may know of the movement in Viroqua to force the police department to remove any and all thin blue line insignia from their building, cars, etc. There was a large show of support for them at the city meeting, but we want to carry that a step further, as well as get the word out to anyone unaware of what is going on. We are organizing another support rally in downtown Viroqua across the street from the Western Technical College campus on Saturday, October 16th at noon. This is a peaceful, non-political event. Please come out and show your support. Feel free to display American flags, and most importantly, thin blue line flags and apparel. The Nearly Noon News will continue to follow the story and report back as it continues to develop. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.